In the Golden Harvest processing plant, Mike Lauer shows off piles of decapitated halibut.
This is what they're doing here is they're heading it. So right here we have a guillotine blade.
Like a real guillotine.
Yep. Yeah.
Below the fish guillotine is a deep tote filled with hundreds of slimy halibut heads.
We'll take the cheek out and we'll sell the cheeks.
Okay.
And then we can use the head for bait.
Lauer's in charge of quality control for Golden Harvest, which is in its second year of operating the plant at ADAC. In its first year, they processed 28 million pounds of seafood. Most of that, 20 million pounds, was cod. And that's because of a new rule passed in 2016 that said large fishing vessels had to set aside a portion of their cod catch for processing in plants in ADAC or ATCA. But a federal ruling this year could undo those gains. And now it's not clear ADAC will get any cod during the upcoming season.
That's serious money on the table.
Steve Miner is a spokesperson for Golden Harvest. He says the 5,000 metric tons set aside for onshore processors in the Aleutians is a small percentage of the total amount of cod caught in the Bering Sea. But for their business, it's what makes the whole operation financially feasible.
Now, it's more serious to us because it kills us not to have it than it is to them, but that is what this is about.
The issue goes beyond just ADAC and ATCA. The rule took 10 years to work out among stakeholders at the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. Less than a month after ADAC's cod share went into effect, a coalition of Seattle-based commercial fishing interests challenged it in federal court. And in March, a judge in Washington, D.C. threw out the plan detailed in the amendment, saying that by singling out a particular community for fishing privileges and failing to promote conservation, it violated provisions of the Magnuson-Stevens Act. Miner says it should worry Alaskans that distant courts and officials are overruling local bodies when it comes to carving up fishing resources.
Remember, these programs grant these companies exclusive fishing rights, and that'll be the same for cod, worth millions, tens of millions, sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars. And we're being told Alaska communities shouldn't get a little tiny piece of the pie? That makes no sense.
But others view the rule as unfair protectionism. Brent Payne runs one of the groups that sued, the United Catcher Boats. He says they challenged the plan because it hurts their members.
Yeah, it's a direct cost or an impact to the Eastern Bering Sea fleet.
Payne's group took issue with the amount of cod that was set aside for ADAC and the way that the island's advocates used their political connections to push through the plan at the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. Payne says his members could live with a smaller share of cod being allocated for ADAC, but he wants that decision to be made through a process that involves competing fishing interests. And he says that is not happening right now. And he adds that so far, the plan's been shot down by federal lawmakers, the courts, and a direct appeal to the Trump administration.
They're 0-3. So, you know, they might want to think about talking with us and working collaboratively on a solution here.
The two sides disagree about what's fair when it comes to the cod allocation. But one thing few people argue with is that if the plant closes, the community on ADAC will have a much harder time surviving. 49% of the city's operating budget is connected to revenue from fish processing. Other operations have come and gone in the past, and city manager Leighton Lockett says if the plant closes, the community will struggle.
This amendment created an environment of stability to access a federal resource that motherships and larger vessels, they can move wherever they want at any given time. And you can't move communities. If that were the case, I'm sure a few would do so.
ADAC has asked the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to consider rewriting the amendment in question in a way that can survive a court challenge. But the council moves slowly, and few are optimistic they'll find a solution in time for the start of the cod season in January. With help from Nat Herz in Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes in ADAC.